This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl.
2020 has been, in some ways, defined by shortages. Testing supplies and PPE early on in this thing. Now hospital beds and healthcare workers. Those, obviously, are the serious ones. On the less serious side, toilet paper, yeast, also bicycles, there's a shortage of. And mason jars. And as it turns out, this isn't the first time our collective interest in the humble mason jar has been piqued. Jen Dahl wrote about it for Medium's Marker. Jen, welcome to the program.
Nice to talk to you.
I will quote you back to yourself as the first question in this interview. You say in this piece, there may be no better barometer of the state of our economy than the mason jar. Discuss.
Well, when I started digging into this story, I talked to several historians, and, you know, not only are there mason jars that have been with us since the late 1800s, mm-hmm. they're also mason jar historians. And the thing that they all told me was this isn't anything new. This happens every decade, every 12 years. You know, it's like the runs on mason jars tend to occur when there is some kind of economic instability, recessions, in wartime, basically anytime that people start to freak out about where they're going to get their food, if they're going to have enough food, what is happening in the world. I want to also just clarify that really the lids are the things that
right.
sell out more so because you can't reuse them or you're not really supposed to reuse them.
Yeah.
So
as I was saying before we got going, we got a zillion mason jars in my house. I don't think we have more than a lid, maybe two anyway.
Yeah.
Is the thinking that canning and putting up preserves and whatever one does with a mason jar, we're like nesting and that makes us feel better?
Yeah, totally. I mean, it is that. It's also, truthfully, like if you don't know where your food is going to come from, it's also sort of a more psychological need to find control wherever you can. So, you know, if you are canning your own food, at least you're like, I've got that covered. And, you know, it makes us like we're baking bread. Maybe we're making our own kombucha. Like we're doing all of these things and canning kind of goes along with that.
No, it's totally of a piece. Let's say I get motivated upon hearing this interview and I decide to start canning. Can I go on Amazon and get myself a 12-pack and everything's going to be fine?
You may be able to do that now. You know, during the summer and fall, it was very hard to find these jars and lids as well. There was like some really high price gouging going on. Also, there's a problem of people who are not Ball are trying to put off their jars as Ball products. And
I'm sorry,
not.
We're in counterfeit mason jar territory now. Is that where we are?
Yes.
Wow.
It's that crazy.
Wow.
That said, there are tons of distributors and you can probably find them online at this point because the canning season for the year is pretty much over. That also said, there are people who can all year round. So who knows? Good luck.
Right. No, totally. And look, if you're a dedicated canner, you're going to can. This is the wrong word, but there are off-peak uses for mason jars, right? And by off-peak, I mean even when we're not in a recession and deeply stressed, people are using mason jars for all kinds of things nowadays.
Totally. And it makes sense because if you're a manufacturer of, you know, canning jars, during times when jars are not selling out, Ball and other manufacturers have been marketing these jars for all kinds of other uses, like, you know, putting your beans in, putting your, like, using as decorative items, mason jar candles, mason jar wedding glasses. You had to have a mason jar at your farm-to-table wedding. So,
wow.
Yeah.
Jen Dahl, writing in Medium's Marker about mason jars. Jen, thanks a lot. I appreciate your time.
Thank you so much.